guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight I've found a juicy story. This is from just a couple of days ago. Let me see here. 3 days ago to be exact. And I think it encapsulates a lot of what guys think is wrong with the relationships today. I mean, we've got a million things we can pick apart about it. But women chase the bad boys. Women chase the feels, and they chase the excitement, they chase the danger, and they chase it right up until they slam face first into the wall. And we talk about this time and time and time again. And then all of a sudden they say, oh, I need a guy. I need a nice guy. I want a good guy. Then they get with that good guy, and then they get bored. And then when they find somebody it's a little exciting, they either cheat, they leave, they have something on the backside. It's always something, right? Well, I found a story here that I thought was really interesting because here's a woman. Let's record this so you can see what I'm talking about here. Here's a woman that says, I only fancy bad boys. I'm breaking up with my third fiance because he's too nice. I had to leave him because he's too nice for me. There is no danger, excitement, or edge whatsoever in our relationship. I've talked about this before. The excitement, the danger, the edge, that's only for the first 3 to 4 months, maybe 6 months, until you get to know him. And then the more you start knowing about him, the mystery, the excitement, the allure, all the interesting, well, then it's kind of gone. You kind of settle in a little bit. So here's a, now this is a stock photo. This is not actually what the woman looks like, but she says, why do I only fancy bad boys? Why do decent, regular blokes leave me cold? I'm in the process of breaking up with my third fiance. He's heartbroken that I'm leaving. He and his lovely mother were organizing a big wedding for us. First, let me say, sir, congratulations. You dodged a bullet, like Neo in the Matrix style dodged a bullet here. And this is her third one. So you can tell there's something that she enjoys dating these guys. She wants the commitment. She wants a long-term relationship. But then when it comes down to actually tying that knot, I'm out. I can't do it. I got to run away. Why? Because those excitement, those feels aren't there anymore. But any good long-term relationship, once you get to know somebody, the feels aren't there. So let's read in a little more, and then we'll talk some more about it. We were due to live in a beautiful college and benefit from an inheritance from his granny. I'm glad she left, because otherwise she probably would have taken this guy for half of everything in about 5 years. But I have to leave because he's too nice for me. I don't like to use the word dull, but there's no danger, excitement, or edge in our relationship. When we fool around, it's past romances I think of and future conquests that I'm always fantasizing about. He'd be horrified if he actually knew what I was whirling about in my dirty mind at the point of my O face.
I'm thinking I might take that new chick from logistics. Things go well, I might be showing her my O face. Oh. You know what I'm talking about. Oh.
I may look sleek and coordinated on the outside. My boss calls me her little star, but my mind is a sewer and my appetite is very niche. I like men who couldn't give a crap, men who wear what they like and live by their own rules. I'm always drawn to the snarling, grubby misfit in the corner, the guy who fascinates and intrigues me and turns me on. If my boss ever saw a lineup of my most treasured past loves, she would flip out. Now I'm itching again for fresh meat. I'm hungry for screaming, rose, anger, and red-hot passion, just so I can feel truly alive. My best friend knows me inside out. She's as vanilla as I am kinky. We love each other like sisters, but I know that I exasperate her. She worries about me being lonely and washed up in the future. That's pretty much all there is to it, I believe. Yep, that's it. So here's the thing, okay? If you, men, when they're with the same woman for a while, you might say, well, what do guys do for their excitement? Guys have hobbies. Men have hobbies. Men, I ride motorcycle. I've been in some long-term relationships. Yeah, the newness and the excitement and the all that stuff kind of fizzles out a little bit. But when you want to do something exciting, you go buy a motorcycle and ride a motorcycle for a little while. You play, and again, I get some of you guys give me a hard time, call me a big kid, but I still play first-person shooters and do dungeon crawls on World of Warcraft and stuff like that. It's been a little while since I have, but I still play games, put on a headset, jump on Discord, talk with some friends, game it up, sipping on some cold ones, and you play first-person shooters, and, you know, that's a lot of fun. We have hobbies, though, and we can also, guys are very good at being alone in a room for weeks. I mean, when I'm building on my bus, there's no one out there, and I'm very content in just listening to YouTube videos or podcasts and working by myself. So what we actually want usually is we want something that's going to be consistent and someone we can rely upon and someone that we know what we're going to expect from them. You know, it may sound, and again, I'm not talking for all guys, but I'm talking for most guys, where we just say, you know what, I want a woman that I could rely upon, that she cares for me, I care for her. I know how everything stands. There's no dramatic surprises. I don't have to worry about anything. Everything's going to work. You know, I get my action, most guys would say probably 5 times a week, but, you know, 2-3 times a week, you get your action, you have a good time. Maybe have a date night every couple of weeks. Guys, we don't need all this craziness. But women, especially some women, really need the excitement. They need that bad boy. And what is it about bad boys that makes it the challenge? Well, like she talks about, she likes new. She likes challenging. She likes interesting. She likes the unknown. So she's going to be a serial dater probably for the rest of her life until no one wants to date her anymore. I pulled up an article here from a Vanita Mehta, and I think she's one of the therapists, but she's one of the writers here for Psychology Today, and she actually knows a little bit about, supposedly at least, but the article made sense to me. Why do women fall for bad boys? Why do the wrong men feel so right? A new study offers some answers. So let's read down through here and maybe we can find out something interesting. It says, are women predisposed to find men with dark personalities attractive? Although conventional wisdom maintains that women should be aware of men who say and do the right thing with too much ease, they often can't help but find them utterly appealing. Now, the guys that say things with too much ease and all that can go two ways. It can be the nice guy that's just saying yes to everything, and it can be the bad boy who's playing a little bit of a game, right? A study led by Gregory Lewis Carter of the University of Durham provides new insights into this vexing phenomenon. Research has revealed that more men than women possess the dark triad personality traits of narcissism, psychopathy, and Machiavellism. The hallmarks of narcissism include dominance, a sense of entitlement, and a grandiose self-view. Studies overwhelmingly show that narcissism is greater than men, even across cultures. Moreover, it is believed that narcissism may advance short-term mating in men as it involves a willingness and ability to compete with one's own gender and to repeal mates shortly after intercourse. Aligned with these capabilities, the author notes, narcissists are adept at beginning new relationships and identifying multiple mating opportunities. They are also less monogamous. Psychopathy is comprised of callousness, a lack of empathy, and antisocial erratic behavior. It also lends itself to success in short-term conquests through a moral deficit and interpersonal hostility. Psychopaths have also been found to exhibit superficial charm, deceit, and exploitative interpersonal stance. That actually sounds like a lot of the women today, too. They're narcissistic, they're self-centered, they like showing themselves off, they want to be the center of attention, they certainly aren't shy at taking photos and sending them either to other people or posting them on their social media, and they're very much a I deserve, I require, I should get, I need, right? So maybe it's these two types of people are being drawn towards each other, at least that's what it sounds like. Again, I think it's good that she broke up with all three fiancés. They all dodged bullets. And they continue on. Indeed, research has established that men with dark triad traits demonstrate more success by comparison to their peers. However, Carter and his colleagues point out that virtually all these studies have used self-report data. The men with dark traits participating in these studies have been describing themselves as having more prowess. Given this one-sided view, the researchers wondered whether women would find these men more attractive. In other words, the guys were saying, yeah, I'm awesome. So they didn't know if they could take that data as true. To investigate this question, Carter and his team presented 128 female undergraduates with the descriptions of two types of male characters, dark triad and controls. The High Dark Triad self-description encompassed traits from the Dirty Dozen measure, which includes a desire for attention, admiration, favors, and prestige, the manipulation, exploitation, deceit, and flattery of others, a lack of remorse, morality, concerns, and sensitivity and cynicism. The Dirty Dozen is a condensed version of the Narcissistic Personality Inventory, Machiavellian Mach IV, or Mark IV, and Psychopathy Scale 3. The control self-description purposely matched that dark triad description, but it dropped out the dark personality traits. After being presented with one of these two characters, the participants answered questions along a six-point scale about the attractiveness of the individual's personality. They also rated the characters for the Big Five personality traits, which is beyond the scope of this post. In addition, factors known to influence attractiveness ratings, such as wealth and education level, were omitted to reduce the possibility of bias. The investigators then ran their analysis. So they take out everything but a guy being, you know, cocky, self-assured, braggadocious, narcissistic, and they took out all money, they took out education levels, and I don't know if they took out looks as well. But they boiled it right down to those five traits versus normal everyday guy. What did Carter and his colleagues find? Women found the dark triad personality more attractive than the control. This result is in keeping with previous studies in which men with dark traits reported their increased level of bedroom success. What might explain this result? Carter and his colleagues offer two possible explanations. First, the bedroom selection might be at work. This would mean that women are responding to signals of male quality when it comes to reproduction. And with respect to short-term dating, women may be drawn to bad boys who demonstrate confidence, stubbornness, and risk-taking tendencies. Second, conflict may be at play, bedroom conflict. The investigators state that a woman may be responding to the dark triad men's ability to sell themselves, a useful tactic in co-evolutionary arms race, which men convince women to pursue the former's preferred sexual strategy. They note that like a used car dealer, men with dark traits may be effective charmers and manipulators, furthering their success at short-term dating and mating. The authors are also careful to note that women rate the DT characters as comparatively more attractive. It does not necessarily mean that they would fool around with them. So they continue on a little bit more, but that kind of says everything we need to know. So what they're basically saying here is that a guy that is cocky, confident, self-assured, doesn't go out of his way to talk to a woman, doesn't try to please her, doesn't try to impress her, and basically could care nothing about her, couldn't give two craps about her, shows a very independent, strong will and a careless attitude. Also, something like, doing something that is aggressive, doing that something that is adventurous, adrenaline-seeking, that kind of bravado is also looked upon favorably. So when women say, you know, I don't like a nice guy, I think a lot of times what they're saying is, I don't like a boring guy. I don't want a guy that I can figure out and know everything that's going on. So I think, but eventually, the closer you get with somebody, the more they're going to know about you, and that a lot of that mystery goes away. I mean, we see superstars and sports stars and musicians and everybody in the world going from a woman looking at, pick your favorite rock star or whoever, looking at him like, oh my gosh, he is my idol, and they used to cry. Women used to scream and weep and faint at the Beatles, right? But one of those girls one day married him. And what happens? They learn who they are. There's no more mystery. There's no more excitement. There's no more of that pull for them. And he just becomes another guy that they know what's going on, and yes, he's successful, so they may stick around longer, but that excitement's gone away. So how do you avoid this? If this is something, if you want to date, how do you continue to date and still have the ability to come across as mysterious and exciting and to keep her excitement levels up? Now, this is something you used to hear a lot in the pickup community, but the truth of it is, here's how you do it. Don't worry about her. Give it no thought. You do you. You do your thing. And head through life and keep your nose to your goal and head towards your goal. And if someone wants to come along for a ride, they can. and you don't need to have a long-term relationship. You keep things nice, short, and simple, but you keep heading towards your goal, and she can come with you for a little while on that trip, and then at a certain point, one or both of you will get tired of hanging around with each other, and you continue on. So basically, think of it as this. You should have a beeline, a straight line, towards your goal, what you're after in life. And that may change. You know, you may say, I want to save for this, save for a motorcycle. And you buy a motorcycle and you say, okay, next, I want to go to the gym and gain 10 pounds of muscle. But wherever that leads you, that is where you need to be heading. What you don't want to divert your course to meet somebody else, okay? Because number one, when you change your life to meet up with somebody else's life, when that goes south, you've diverted from your goal and you're gonna punish yourself. You're not heading towards where you should be. Number two is that when you do meet them or come closer to their expectations, she's not going to find you as interesting or as attractive or as exciting. So it's better to do your thing, keep things light, keep things simple, keep things short. This way you don't get too involved with your emotions, you don't get too involved with your wallet, and you don't cohabitate and get into any of the other areas where you can get legally responsible for things such as finances and everything else. Guys, that's all there is to it. That if you're going to, and again, a lot of us are out of the game. I always say this, a lot of us are out of the game. But for those young guys that are in the game, stay focused on what you want to accomplish in life. And if they want to come along for the ride for a little while, that's great. You know, tell them that you're not into anything long term, that you're not into anything serious, that you're just doing your thing. But if you want to spend time with each other, that's fine. Just keep going towards your goal, and I think you'll be fine. So this woman, the third nice guy she's thrown away, she's gonna end up keep throwing away the nice guys, keep getting hurt by the bad boys, and eventually, the nice guys aren't gonna be around for her, the bad boys aren't gonna be around for her, no one's gonna be around for her, and she's going to find herself very alone. Guys, I will leave it there. For those of you that have supported me recently, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I do notice it. I don't have a lot of time to respond to all of you, but I thank you. I immensely thank you. And for those of you that have sent me emails with suggestions and here's some story ideas and stuff, I do read through all of them. I promise you that. I can't respond to all of them because I just get too many. I get probably, I don't know, maybe several dozen at least every day. So I can't reply to all of you because it would just take up, but I do read them. I do look at them. And if there's something that will correlate to a story or something that I find interesting, I'll find something at some point where I can work that in, and we'll go from there. One of the other things you can do to support me, of course, is to like, comment, subscribe. That always helps grow the channel. And the more people that see our stuff, the more help we can get out there. And of course, you can support me directly below with all those awesome links to my Patreon, Subscribestar, and PayPal. Guys, I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, the wise warrior avoids the battle.